Okay, today's daf is Tainas Daf Yud, and we're going to start our discussion of asking for rain in Chutz La'aretz. Asking for rain in Chutz La'aretz, and we'll see one of these, this is one of the areas of halacha where, though logically it might seem to make sense to change certain things, but halacha is the halacha, and the tzura of the tefillah is the tzura of the tefillah, and some things can be a little flexible, but not really change too much. The Mishnah tells us, as we know, when do we start asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael? Again, we spoke about mentioning rain. That's not Shavuach Amar Degashem, but now we're talking about Vesein Talamatar. So when do we do that? Says the Mishnah Machlokas. Begimel b'mar Cheshvan Cholan Asak Shamim. The Tanakam holds from the third day of Cheshvan. The third day of Cheshvan, about a week or so after Sukkot, that's when you start asking for rain. Right? As the rainy season starts, on Sukkot we're judged on the rain, and therefore you got to start asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel lo omer b'shuva, but Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you start asking from the seventh of Cheshvan. Tesva of Yom Achar HaChag. 2 weeks after Sukkot. 2 weeks after Sukkot, seventh of Cheshvan, that's when you have to start asking. Kidei sheyagia achron shebi Yisrael l'nar pras, because we know the people who were Ola Regel, it takes at most, let's say, 2 weeks for them to get back to where they go to, and we don't want them to get stuck on the way, and therefore we don't start asking for rain, which itself is an amazing concept. We really think that the second that we start asking for rain, it's going to rain, and therefore you can't start asking for rain at a time when everybody's still on the road. Right, that's what they quote that story from the Bas Ayin. Bas Ayin, the Avreicher, was a Hasidic Rebbe, 1700s, that came from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Tzfat. He left after 40 years of being a Rav with the Hasidim. So he left and he came to Eretz Yisrael. And then he was having second thoughts. I left all my Hasidim there, and I'm not sure if this was the right move, and I'm not sure. And they say one time he was walking in the street, and then he heard a rumbling. I didn't know what the rumbling was. And he asked, what's the rumbling? He says, oh, it's all the women on all the roofs, which were used as yards in those days. They're taking all of the stuff off of the roof. They're taking the clotheslines. They're taking all of the things that they've been here for the whole summer. And he said, why? What's going on? They said, well, it was the rainy season. He's like, there's not a cloud in the sky. So they told him, it's Zion Cheshvan tonight. We're going to start asking Talamato. They have to take in their... He was blown away by the Amunah and the clarity of how they realized that it's going to be the rainy season, that he was so inspired. He's like, this is the place. And he rethought his where he was and his appreciation, and he stayed. And he stayed, and there's this whole story about him and the earthquake in Tzfat. But anyway, that's what the Mishnah says, that we wait until Zion Cheshvan so that everybody can return to their homes. That is in Eretz Yisrael. That is in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. But what about in Chutz La'aretz? So, very unusual, because almost every halacha, right, Mashvarach Bar Degashem, all other halachas, go, it doesn't matter where you are. It's the same halacha for Jews and in Eretz Yisrael and Jews in Chutz La'aretz. But this is one halacha that goes by, that is a difference, and it goes by the secular calendar. Amar Rabbi Lazar, halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel that we go by Zion. We go by Zion Cheshvan. The Rishonim here discuss, not for us right now. We go by Zion Cheshvan. Why? Because it's still 2 weeks after Yadif, but nobody's going to be all irregular nowadays. So nobody's going back for the Beis Hamikdash. So why is it? So that's already one halacha that doesn't change, right? The Ran asks Hilchasel Mashicha. So you have to answer because maybe when it happens again, even though now we have cars and it won't actually need those 2 weeks. But either way, this is that's the halacha of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Chananya Omer ubigola ad shishim b'tekufa. But in the Gola, it goes ad shishim b'tekufa. What does that mean, Rashi? Ein sholat ad shishim b'tekufa. A couple of weeks later, the 60 days from when the season started. Lefi shehu makom namuch, Rashi explains, because in the Gola, it is a low area, ve'ein tzrichim matar kolkach, and the rain flows down. The rain flows down, and therefore we won't need it. You don't really need the rain so much. That's why you don't start asking until later. You don't start asking until later. In Eretz Yisrael, they need the rain right away. But in Gola, then they don't, and therefore you don't have to start asking until later. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Shmuel, halacha kechananya. We pass in like Hananya. So the question is that really true? Didn't we ask from Shmuel when he starts saying Vesein Talamatar? And he says when this trapper brings in his wood, they say no, that's the same shear. Okay, and the Gemara asks, do you go, is day 60, is that, do you say it on day 60 or don't say it on day 60? Right, is that kilafnei or kilachar? So machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, and we paskin, it is kilachar, and you start saying on 60 days after after the Tkufa starts. And this is what we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. That's when we start asking. What day is that? So we know December 3rd or December 4th, depending on how many days are in February. February is usually December 4th, but if February has 29 days, so then the previous November, the previous December, we start on December 3rd. It's fascinating. The Beis Yosef quotes differently. Beis Yosef quotes November 22nd or November 23rd. So where did the Beis Yosef get that from? That's 2 weeks off. Is it 2 weeks off? So it's explained that in 1582, that's in the time of the Beis Yosef, that's when they started using the Gregorian calendar. So it was, Beis Yosef was born in 1488, and he quotes the earlier times, because that's when it was 60 days after the Tkufa. But, you know, post Gregorian calendar acceptance, then it became December 3rd and December 4th, and those are the dates. The question is, the Gemara tells us here that, and Rashi explains that the reason that in Chutz La'aretz they say it later is because they ask for it later, is because they don't need the rain so much. So is that telling us and reflecting that it really goes by when you need the rain? What if you live in a place where you need the rain like in Eretz Yisrael, but you happen to live in Chutz La'aretz? So should you start asking earlier? What happens if you don't need the rain? And even after December 4th, you don't really need it. So what should you do? What if you live south of the equator where it's totally flipped and the winter is summer and summer is winter and you're asking for rain at a time when you don't need rain and the opposite? So how much is this halacha lemaisa in terms of changing things? So if you look in the Me'iri, and also some of the other Chachmais of Provence, the Sefer HaMechtam, and others, the Me'iri quotes a minag that in a chinami. If you live in a place in Chutz La'aretz that needs the rain, then you should start asking like an Eretz Yisrael. Yesh Bekomo, says the Me'iri, Shenagu, Shelo Lishol Ad Samach Bitkufa. There are some places that don't ask until December 3rd, December 4th. V'pnei shekal minhagenu k'minhag b'nei Bavel anu nogim. Because we go like b'nei Bavel. We go like b'nei Bavel. That's what the Gemara says. Bavel was low, and therefore water flowed down to it. And that's what we do. And that, by the way, that's what Rashi quotes. V'chein anu nogim shekal minhagenu achar b'nei Bavel. Right? We go by b'nei Bavel. So that's what, again, Rashi and the day of the Me'iri quotes that all go like b'nei Bavel. But the Me'iri continues, the Yeshmi Sheomer, She'ein Nohagim Kiminag B'nei Bavel, Ella, B'ma She'tivei Ha'aratzel Shavin. You only go like B'nei Bavel to those areas where the nature of the climate and the nature of the needs of the land is like in Bavel. Aval im Bavel Tivani. But if Bavel is literally, it's swamped with water. Ve'ena tzricha lomater kolkach. V'shelanu yavshani. And we live in a drier climate. V'tzricha matar. Af anu makdimim lishol v'sholim b'zayin v'mar cheshvan. V'chein haminhag b'chol galiloseinu. Says the Me'iri. That's the minhag. That's the minhag in our places. That where the places need, we start asking Zayin cheshvan like in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Me'iri quotes. Many other Rishonim quote the Svara, but they don't quote that that's the Minhag. They don't quote that that's the Minhag. If you look in the Rush in two places, the Rush right here on our Gemara, the Rush quotes this halacha, and then he quotes, Kasav Rabbeinu Aviha Ezri, Dibi Yerushalmi Isa, Tanach Shishim Yom Anina Lumiyes Leis Achat Vila Skufa. Fine, you counted for 24 hours. Vitama Ani, says the Rush, Lama Anunagi Kibne Golabaha. Why do we go like B'nai Gola, right? The Rush was in Germany, and then he was in Spain. Why do we go like B'nai Gola? Didn't he the Hashash Shalanu Bavli? Yes, our Gemara is Talmud Bavli, and that's why they say what they say. Mikol Makom Davar Hatali Baretz in Bavel Haisa Mitzulas Mayim Vlo Hayat Srichos Lamayim Kol Aratzos Srichin Lamayim B'mar Cheshvan. Right, all the other lands need the rain. Lama Na'achar Sheela Achishin Latkufa. Right, why do we delay it? V'hadavar yadua im lo haya mater yorid ashishin l'tkufa. It's known here where I am in Europe. If it wouldn't rain until December, haya hazera avad, all the crops would go bad. V'lama lo nasa k'mishnah seinu. Why don't you go like our Mishnah? Right, it's interesting that in the Mishnah, it's not a machalik. The Mishnah is not machalik. The Mishnah is not machalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Right? So the Rush says, maybe the pashtus of the Mishnah is both. Doesn't say anywhere, only in Eretz Yisrael. Uve Provence, right? Provence, where the Meiri was from. Ra'isi she'ishalan zakshame b'marcheshvan, the yashar ma'od be'enai. And I like that very much. If you look in the bottom, the Karban Esanel says, "V'kalmakam b'chol medias lalo lo nagin and kavasei v'lo od im shal adam atzayim b'tkufa machzirin oso." Says the Karban Esanel that that's not our minhag. Our minhag is not to change it. And even if you did say it, we consider it the wrong thing. You have to say Shemone Esrei over. We don't even say that it's okay lamaisa b'di'evet. But this is in the Rush, and this is also in the Chuvas Harash. The Tzuvos HaRash. The Rush writes there in Klal Dalid Simin Yud from 5073. Right now we're 5782. So he has a tshuva, Bishnas Chameshas Alafim Vishivim Vishalosh, Labriya Sa'olam. Ne'etzru Akshamim, Velohim Tir Kolach Oref, Ela Ma'at Mizir. Only a little bit, only a little bit of rain. The Yikru Tzom Lischanim Lashem Lasis Matopne Adama. And they called a fast day. Vahibel Risho Shal Pesach Achrei Tfilas Arvis. It was Myriv on Pesach. Vadoni Aviyah Rosh Yosheva Pesach Peso. Interesting, the Shuvah the Rosh, but I guess this is telling the story of the Rosh. Vanachnu Ksas Meachaveirim Omdim Alav Mimino Mispolo. We're all surrounding the Rosh and Shul. Vyomer Ata Hayatov La'or Adover. Now I'm going to tell you, Asher Me'olam Tamati Alav. Lama Loyas Kiru. Yishuk Shak Gishgeshem Arashvuis. So now he's asking also the end time. Right? We end Pesach. But he says, we need it so badly, and it rains here in Europe, so we should ask until Shvuis. We shouldn't even stop at Pesach. V'yanu k'sas me'achaverim, tovu shodoti adar v'lezakenim, v'yasu keim, v'yashar b'neim. Make an announcement. We're not stopping. V'yishlechu l'chazan ha'knesses, l'hazkir l'machar ha'geshem. Tell the chazan tomorrow, keep saying geshem, v'yasu keim, v'yazkiru b'nei ha'knesses ha'gdola ha'yud gimel midos. V'yekol k'hizkiru v'hi rash miksas chachamim. It made a whole hullabaloo, asher lo haya davar ba'itzasam, yotziyu kol emar, shalo yaroy laskiro, shesimek klalahu, vayisapak, adoni avi arash. Right, he held himself back. Velo diber bayom ahu me'uma, adlil cholo shamoed. He didn't say anything until 2 days later. V'yichto megillah sefer lachazik dvar v'zeh tarpa. This was the story behind the following tshuva. Al kishamati ki yishmeh, and then now the Rosh is talking. Al tamati, I heard ki yishmeh mal dvarai. People are wondering about my words that I said. You should say Vesein Talamatra all the way until Shavuos. Basi Lafarish Masha Amarti. Shein Roy Lifsok Milahaskir Vishol Ata V'yom Tav Rishon Shal Pesach. Don't stop. V'lo Min Kedu Ela Mikvar Yomim Rabim Ba'ashkenaz. This is a new thing. But for many years I've wondered. Nisra Amti El Shnei Dvarim Shara'isi Shiroge B'yom Malalu. Ha'echad Shein Sholim Kisham Ketikun. They don't asked on the proper days. The Rush is very upset. And even though it says in Tainus, Ubagola Achishin Litzkufa, and we pass in like Hanani, as we just read, V'anan V'chol Milsal Zina Basar Chachmei Bavel, V'avdina Kavasayu, Hecha De Pligi Ahadadi V'chachmei Bavel, V'chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Talmud Bavel Chashvinan Iker, very important, Lashonos. Whenever there's a machlokas, Bavli Rishalmi, we go by the Bavli that has more a significance in halacha, hanimili bidvar iser veheter, v'chiyuv upater, tum avitara. That's in halacha. Aval dover hatoli bitzorech hasha'a, ve'ein bo shinui, la'avar al divrei Torah. Something that's about the need of the community. It's not about halacha one way or the other. Roy leilich achar ashanim, v'hamakomos, v'hazman. De bavel shochen es al mayim rabim. Bavel doesn't need rain so much. Lo yusrichin shamim atzlam achletzkufa. O hayazmana zera meuchar b'bavel, or the crops grew later. Avol be'eretz Ashkenaz shezmana zera humichati tishrei ve'elich. But Ashkenaz here in Germany, davar yadua shem lo yerdu k'shamim miyad achar azera shumiskalkel sheha ofos v'ha'achbarim yachlu. Kalu, the birds and the weasels are going to eat all the seeds we put out. Lama lo nasa ki b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Sheshol ane gesham ibn marchesh. Why don't we do that? Ki b'davar azeh ein machlokes. Bein b'nei bavol b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Sheyinu elu tamal devrayim sheruyim lasos kach. Ve'elu nosen tamal devrayim sheroy lasos kamosan. Ela sheba bavol ayosim ki vitzarech lahem. Reva ha-mishna omeres. And the Mishnah says, Sheshol ane gesham marchesh ben lush nishnis b'Eretz Yisrael. Ki vitzarech lahem. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael.
V'yaltatamach reisha kasati shem machlokas b'neim. Mahusrach shmuel lifsok halacha chananya. Why do you have to say the halacha chananya if there was no machlokas? No. Lefisha shinui b'mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, he was just noting that Rabbi Gamliel was talking about that time. En l'shanos b'shum makom alav al devei mishnah v'chulu. And therefore he continues. But he says, in hashta kavachomer, in b'nei bavel osem kvi makomu kvi tzarcham shelo b'shini ha-mishnah, the b'nei bavel go against the mishnah without any basis. So for us to follow the mishnah, kavachomer, it should be okay. In b'nei bavel osem kvi makomu kvi tzarcham b'lo shini mishnah, kol shekein, shebnei ashkenaz yasu kvi tzarcham b'shinui mishnah, v'chein matzinu, shekol ha-mishnah lo nisez l'bnei Eretz Yisrael, v'fi tzarcham, v'chulu, and it continues. And therefore the Rosh wonders, what is going on here? I've always been bothered by this. V'aminag ha-sheni shenogin lipsog, and that's the starting time. And I'm here talking about the ending time. V'aminag ha-sheni shenogin lipsog milisho ol-haskir b'yadav rishon shal Pesach. We stop asking on the first day of Pesach. Again, adavar yadua sheba ashkenaz ikir kiyim tfuah hi'adik shamim pein Pesach latzeres. We need that rain in the days of Svira. And he talks about kshiyatzasi me Ashkenaz va'avarti derech Provence, when I was left Ashkenaz and I was on my way to Spain, right? Then I passed by southern France. Shamati b'Montpellier sheyamaskirin kshamim b'zayin cheshvan v'yasher ma'od be'enai. I heard there are some people here in southern France, some in Hagim, that's what they do. And I was very happy to hear that there was a minhag like that. We can't continue the minhag at the end because we've never seen that. I didn't know what to do. When I came here, we really need it here. What could I do? I want to say it until Shavuos. Ella Shalom Ani Libi Ladaber Kedram Ha'alo Lashos Aminag. Even though I wrote four columns of the tshuva, who am I to change the minhag of Klal Yisrael? V'yatasha Reisi Kibavonoseinu Hagashamim Nasru Veniskakul Azram Umisanim Bishol Gshamim. And now I see the tshuva is messed up and must be because of our sins. V'yafe Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim She'im Iskanin. We still say the Yigim Amidos on Shabbos V'omrim Psukim Shal Matar. Amar li libi atahi giya ha'is latakim ashenazesi v'zem yamim rabim. The time has come to say it, to make the takana that we're going to continue saying it afterwards. V'chein bevada ha'yosim el shechitu as lavavam v'seibu as datam achoranis. People complain. That's the rush. The rush says, I don't know why. The minhag should be changed and we should be davening for rain afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Pashut minhag. And fascinating, the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos seems to say you should go by what the climate is in every place. But if you look in the Mishnah Torah, he doesn't say that. The Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't say that. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, there's no flexibility. No flexibility. Birchas Hashanim Sorach Lomar Ba, B'Yemos HaKshamim, V'Sein Talu Matar. U'Maschilin L'Shol Matar, B'Chutz La'aretz, B'Tilas Arvis, Shal Yom Shishim, Achar, Tzkufas Tishrei. U'Be'aris Yisrael, Maschilin L'Shol, Bilal Zayin Bimar Cheshvan. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara later on, Yechidim Hatzrichim L'matar B'mos HaChama. If Yechidim need rain during the summer, the Rosh's claim, what do? Ain't Sholon Oso B'Berechaz HaShanim. You don't switch it in B'Berechaz HaShanim. That you don't touch. Ella B'Shomei HaTfila. You could add it in Saint Talamatar in Shomei HaTfila. Right, if that's what you need. Say v'sein bracha in the place where you're supposed to say it, in Baruch Aleinu, and you add in v'sein talamatar. V'yafilu ir gedola kenin ve'o eretz achas kula, kemo svarad bichlala, o ashkenaz bichlala, and even if you live in a big city that really needs it, ki yachidim damu, v'shomea tfila. In shomea tfila. The Shulchan Aruch does say, in be'eretz achas kula hatzvichem atem yosachama, Taba Yachid, Vishal, if you need rain and a Yachid messed up and asked for rain by mistake, then he still has to be Chozer. He still has to be Chozer and Davin again, but Tfilas Nedava. Tfilas Nedava, so again, he does not give an inch in terms of this halacha, right? All of Chutz La'aretz starts at that time. That's what the Rambam in Hilchos Tfilas says, but halacha. That is the halacha. In the Sefer Nachlas Yosef, the quote here in the Masifta, they quote from the Sefer Nachlas Yosef, that in Teman, they lived in these mud huts and any rain would destroy the community. And therefore they always said Vesein Bracha, the whole year.
basically. And in the winter, they put the Saint Halamatar in Shomei HaTfilah. But they felt asking for rain in a place where rain would destroy their society. Not just the crops wouldn't grow, destroy. So that was an early custom in Teman, but others from later on said, we don't do that anymore. But that's, we don't have the huts anymore, but that's the halacha. The Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted as adding in the Saint Talamatar in Shomei HaTfilah all year. Because of this chashash for the rush, because, you know, we're nervous about it. Okay. Good. The other issue is, what about below the equator? So there are all different tshuvas. The Toras Chaim, the tshuvas Toras Chaim, that was already 1500s, 1550 to 1647 in Salonika. He was at a tshuva about Brazil. The Anche Brazil asked him opposite needs for rain. So he said the same thing. He says, even though it might make sense, put Vesanto Lamatar in Shomei HaTfilah. Don't switch it. The Minchas Yitzchak sounds like, you know, if it was a tzibur, maybe you should switch it, but it's not so pashit. And the Yerach HaShulchan says, it's ki'ilu there was a bas kol that went out from Shemayim, that this is the halacha. Even though we have so many tainas that we should switch it, u'ki'ilu yatza bas kol, lasos k'mnei bavel. That's what it seems like from the minhag. It's such a hard minhag to change. The Shevet HaLevi, in the first volume, Chelek Aleph, he has a tshuva about Uruguay. He was asked about that, what should you do to switch it? And that's what he says. This is what the poskim seem to say, that just put it into Shomei HaTfilah. Okay, we'll stop here.